Hi all, it's your old friend Jack. It's 20 to 2 on Sunday morning, or is that Monday morning? Either way, it's really freaking late. So I thought I'd share an experience with you. When I was a kid growing up, my parents used to talk sometimes about what it was like when JFK was shot and how everybody stopped what they were doing and everybody remembers where they were when they found out he died. And it didn't really hit me. And in a way that I totally understood and appreciated, probably until 9/11, because when I remember Reagan being shot. I was a school kid then. I was in sixth grade, and I was a junior in high school when the Challenger exploded. And there are other moments that I can talk about, but 9/11 really just sticks out because I was married. I was a father. I remember watching the news and watching the towers fall down while my son played with blocks, and that's just always stuck with me, or I remember when the Gulf War, the first Gulf War started, and when friends of mine went off, and the parties I went to say goodbye before they went off to Iraq, or a couple of them ended up in like Siberia. It wasn't Siberia, but it was literally, it was cold where they were. Yesterday, I went into Dallas and I went to the JFK Museum, and I hadn't been there before, the sixth floor museum. And so I sat there staring out the window and looking out and trying to think what it was like 50 years ago when JFK was assassinated, and trying to put myself in a place that's very hard to understand, partly because technology has changed how we look at everything. But it was fascinating to me because I had always thought of JFK. I knew he was young, but I'd always thought of him as being old. And even though I really knew his age, it didn't occur to me that I'm now older than he was when he was assassinated. And it didn't occur to me that I would have looked at him and Jackie as being contemporaries. So it was sort of a surreal and interesting experience in that respect. And that's one of the things I've always found interesting about history, is that as you have various life experiences, it impacts how you view things and how you reflect upon them and their import and impact. And I thought that was just fascinating. And then from a different perspective, let me share with you that when I was coming back from Dallas, I was, I currently live 42 miles away from the museum until I move, but that's a different story. So as I was driving back, there was a terrible accident on the freeway that I couldn't see, but it just stopped traffic. And it was pissing me off because I'm used to that sort of traffic in LA, and I expect it, but not here. I expect to go, 80 miles an hour. It's one of the supposed to be the benefits of living here in the heartland. So time, it just is ticking away. We're all sitting in the car. It's 103 degrees out, and my AC doesn't work as well as it could. And all of a sudden, I see all these people driving right off the freeway, just going on to an auxiliary road. And they're all sort of creating a ramp that didn't exist. So, like a good sheeple, I followed them. And we ended up on this auxiliary road, and all of a sudden, it feels like there's freedom. We're all doing 50. And then 2 minutes later, we stop and we're back in this huge line. And I watch all these people in line, and I see they're all getting back on the freeway, except for a bunch of cars that are making a right turn. And I'm like, what the hell is this about? So I have to fight my way back onto the freeway. I fought to get off. And as I get back on there and drive a little further, what I discover is the reason they got back on is that auxiliary road ended. And there were a bunch of cars that had driven all the way to the end. Some of whom had passed me and waved at me, sort of smirked, and they were all stuck there. Picture 30 cars pulling into an alley that has no exit, and then try and figure out how those cars are going to turn around, because the cars in the front have to somehow convince the people that are 30 cars behind them to move. So maybe it was a good thing that I had to find my way back on. And that, my friends, is all I have to share with you, because it's 1:45 in the morning and I'm old. Not old old, but old enough that lack of sleep hurts. And I've had enough. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful.